There's not a single one of us on this earth today that have not been touched by cancer in some way, shape, or form. Obviously, in my family, a mother, breast cancer survivor, my sister, two times diagnosed with breast cancer, a survivor, and doing quite well. Yesterday, I was in Waverly, Nebraska, celebrating the life of an individual that was not as fortunate in terms of his fighting cancer, but certainly did not get cheated in the big picture of life. David Ray Erickson of Alvo, Nebraska. Every day I ever knew this family friend, he always kept first and foremost what was important most on this earth: family, friends, and God. I want to talk about Dave Erickson in just a moment. First, I want to remind you about Superior Livestock Auction. The opportunity to buy and sell cattle the Superior way exists every single day on the country page. This week happens to be the Superior Labor Day sale. Get more details about the cattle that we'll be selling on Dish Network Channel 232 this week on Thursday and Friday. The details, though, can be found at www.superiorlivestock.com. Let me tell you how this day played out. Waverly is just north of Lincoln, Nebraska. It's a community of 3,200 individuals. It's a very small rural town. I was told that the services would begin at 10:30 in the Peace Lutheran Church. I stopped at a gas station, an unnamed gas station, because it doesn't matter where it was. And there were three young ladies behind the counter that were obviously local. They're working there. I asked them if they could direct me to the Peace Lutheran Church. These three 20-somethings had no idea where that church was. I wondered if that wasn't somehow indicative of the world that we live in today, that even in the smallest communities, people don't know where their churches are, and how I truly believe that plays a role in some of the bigger challenges that we're facing. I found my way. It was pretty easy to find Peace Lutheran Church. And Neil Wheeler, the pastor of this event, this celebration of the life of Dave Erickson, he was talking about the conversations that he and Dave had had leading up until that day, September the 1st, 2016, when Dave Erickson went home. He said, "Make sure this service is about Jesus and God, not about me, about what he did for us." And Pastor Wheeler did that very well. As I left Waverly, I stopped by that gas station. I walked in. Those three girls were still standing behind the counter, and I said, "You go up here, you take a right, you take another right, and you're at the Peace Lutheran Church. And Dave Erickson would like you to stop by for a visit." And I laid the program down that we were given with Dave's picture on the front cover for those three young ladies. We can all only hope as men we accomplish in setting a path for our family as correctly as Dave Erickson, Alvo, Nebraska, did. I'm Trent Luce. Join me again on the next adventure, Luce Tales.